on confidence in God. The following is from French Jesuit Father Vincent Houdry. Full confidence in the goodness of Almighty God is one of the sure marks of predestination. The most criminal, corrupt, or wicked man who sincerely wishes to do penance for his past sins will find that confidence in God is an efficacious and sovereign remedy for all his miseries. Let him be penitent, let him persevere in hope. He eventually will be saved. God has said it, God has promised it. Is there any reason to doubt the word and promise of Him who is truth itself? It is for this reason that hope has been compared to the anchor of a ship, and this comparison is consecrated by the Apostle Paul in his epistles. Should a vessel lose all its rigging in a tempest, if there still remain an anchor, there is hope that the crew may yet be saved. The same thing might be said of the confidence in God, and it is for want of having recourse to this that Cain and Judas perished in their sins. The first had angered God by jealousy and a cruel fratricide, but what put the climax to the curse was Cain saying in despair, "My crime is too great for any hope of pardon." The second repents of the shameful treachery he had committed against the Son of God. But, says St. Chrysostom, had he confided in the goodness of his divine master, had he returned to implore his mercy, our dear Redeemer who pardoned St. Peter and who prayed for his executioners would no doubt have led this traitor back to penance. This confidence in God has also another advantage. It is a mighty help against temptations. This is what the Gospel says so plainly, "In hope you will find your strength," and again, "I shall hope and there will be nothing to weaken me." What more powerful than having confidence in God? To confide in God is to lean upon Him. It is to call for His assistance, His goodness, His truth, His power. With such arms, what can anyone fear? For what can prevail against God? Paratum cor eius sperare in Domino, conformatum est cor eius, non commovebitur. His heart is prepared to hope in the Lord. His heart is confirmed, it will not be moved. It is in this confidence that one finds such fervent charity. This is easy to see by the difference there is between a presuming or a timid love with that which Holy Scripture says will banish fear. From that proceeds the saying of the wise man, "He who is animated by charity is like unto an eagle who flies with rapidity and who cleaves the air without hindrance." In conclusion, the Apostle, did he not say to the early Christians, "Serve God with love," because to reach perfection, joy and hope are the most efficacious means? The following is from French Jesuit Claude de la Colombière. I feel so persuaded, O my God, that you graciously watch over those who hope in thee, and that no one need require anything so long as they look up to thee in all things, that I am determined for the future to lay at your feet all my anxieties and troubles. In peace, in the selfsame, I will sleep and rest, for thou, O Lord, singularly hast settled me in hope. Men may deprive me of property and honor, sickness may take away my strength and other means of serving you, I may even lose your grace by sin, but never, never will I lose my hope in thee. I will cherish it unto that dreadful moment when all hell will be unchained to snatch my soul away. No one hath hoped in the Lord and hath been confounded. I know, alas, I know too well that I am weak, headstrong, and changeable. I know what temptations can do against the firmest resolution. I have seen some stars from heaven fall. But all these shall not frighten me so long as I hope in thee. I hold myself in readiness to meet bravely all misfortunes, because my hope is not shaken. I hope too that you will help me to overcome every spiritual enemy, that you will defend me against every assault, and you will make me triumph over my fiercest passions.